doesn't have the money. Okay. I'm just looking for alternatives. What would we do if we wanted to direct research in this area without having a council? Can we do that, and have we done something similar with other issues? Thank you. Commissioner?
So the relationship that the Department of Marine Resources has with the School of Marine Science at the University of Maine is a good example of where the department sets research priorities and identifies management needs. Some are short-term, some are long-term. And then we work directly with the School of Marine Science to try to see if there are students within that program that may have interest in looking at these things. And when I met with them, when did I meet them? This late fall, I guess it was, and it's purely voluntary, but I am amazed at how many students are working on priority areas that really relate to the work the department's doing, because we don't have that, as you've heard me say, related to our budget. I mean, our budget and staff has shrunk to the point where we're really focused on the assessment needs of fisheries management and not kind of the long-term research issues. So we have to depend on a body like the School of Marine Science to conduct that work. So if there is, and I do anticipate that there will be an appropriation coming out of Congress that will be significant. Whether it'll, I can't see it matching the president's request, but I do see funds being appropriated from Congress, by which I'm sure, frankly, the department will compete for through NOAA to try to engage in this. There's many instances where, if you look at our overall budget, our overall budget is roughly $20 million, of which more than half of that is, or close to half of that is federal funding, much of which is grant funds, because it becomes a priority of the department. We have to look outside of state government for those funds, and we end up going to NOAA or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, wherever those funds may be, to receive those funds to do that monitoring work, for instance, or to try to establish a research program associated with it. I think that is a very likely direction that the department will be going in to try to answer some of these additional questions, and it may be that we will apply in a lot of times what we do is we become the applicant partnering with the university because of the indirect costs. As you know, the co-op side is incredibly high on the university side, where we can receive that money and take less of it for overhead than the university system can. So there's a lot of that type of coordination now. And again, I would bring up the model of the fish passage working group that we have established now. And one solution here could be that this body writes a letter to all of these groups, or even to me, asking for a meeting of all of these groups to see if there is the ability for everybody to enter into just a simple MOA that says we'll work together to do some of this basic coordination, and with the understanding that additional federal resources become involved. It's either that, or, you know, we try to go and have conversations with the Appropriations Committee about this, but the fiscal climate that we're in right now, I think it's very difficult to say we're going to see increased appropriations. One strategy could be, if the bonding doesn't work, that maybe there is a fallback from that bonding bill to establish some smaller amount of appropriations to help with some level of coordination.
Just as a side note, I did find the Friends of Casco Bay note, and it is, the quote is, 23 years of data on the pH of seawater going down. So that is increasing acidity. Next, I think I had Representative Pierce, then Representative Bloom, and Representative Battle.
I think all of what Representative Devin is trying to do is a good goal. I agree with the commissioner, though sometimes it's rarely lately. I'm going to make a motion ought not to pass for the reasons that I think it's better served if the Island Institute and other organizations get together, and if federal funds become available and the department wants to go after some of them and work with them, I think the idea of an MOA, an establishment, and everybody getting together and talking about it would move it a lot further, because I agree in this fiscal climate, I see us passing it and then this dying on the appropriations table. So with that, I'm going to make a motion ought not to pass.
I'll second that with the same.
I actually think this is not about money. I think this is about leadership. The Ocean Acidification Council, their report has spurred interest in all other states on ocean acidification. It's a real opportunity for leadership, and we should not let that go. We should be very involved with it because it's going to affect us probably more than most states. So I would like to see more work done on this bill. To address some of the things that you've brought up, and to try to keep it alive. So I would like to table this, make a motion to table. That overrides.
Is there a second? Second. Okay. Table motion takes precedence, so. So there's no discussion on it. Yeah, there's no discussion. So all those in favor of tabling?
Is there a time limit on the table?
No. Not unless it's part of the.
Yeah. Who seconded it?
All those in favor of the tabling motion? 2, 3, 6. Opposed? Carry 6-3. Which brings us to LD 427.